This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli fighter jets hit targets in the Gaza Strip minutes after a week-long truce expired on Friday, signaling the war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas has resumed in full force. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Black smoke billows from the besieged territory as Israel drops leaflets over parts of southern Gaza, urging people to leave their homes, signaling it was preparing to widen its offensive. Renewed hostilities have heightened concerns for the about 140 hostages who remain in Gaza after 100 were freed as part of the truce. The developments come a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli officials and urge them to do more to protect Palestinian civilians as it seeks to destroy Hamas. Meanwhile, negotiators continue talks to restart the truce, according to mediator Gata. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is preparing to impose a visa ban on Israeli settlers involved in violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, a senior U.S. State Department official said Friday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken informed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when they met Thursday in Jerusalem that Washington was readying the sanctions. Palestinians wounded in airstrikes arrived at a hospital in Rafah on Friday to be treated in already crowded rooms and halls, barely 2 hours after the lapse of a week-old truce between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas. Gaza's Hamas-controlled health ministry reported 32 people had been killed in Israeli airstrikes. Aid groups and the United Nations say a small fraction of health facilities in the enclave are still functioning and they're in no shape to handle a new wave of casualties. This is VOA News. For only the sixth time in its 234-year history, the U.S. House of Representatives has expelled one of its members. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington says enough of the majority Republicans joined Democrats Friday to oust George Santos, a freshman Republican from New York.
The House Ethics Committee recently issued a report finding there was substantial evidence that Santos broke the law. Federal investigators have charged Santos with fraud, money laundering, stealing campaign donors' identities, falsifying campaign finance reports, and more. Santos has pleaded not guilty to all of the 23 federal charges he is facing. He came under intense scrutiny and ridicule after it was revealed he had embellished his education, career, and family background. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Order has been restored in Guinea-Bissau's capital following an overnight exchange of gunfire between two army factions that broke out in the capital after National Guard soldiers freed an opposition minister, the army said on Friday. Fighting had continued into Friday morning after soldiers from the National Guard stormed a police station where the finance minister and the Secretary of State for the Treasury were detained after their arrest on Thursday night. Most of the deployment was cleared by midday and street life went back to normal. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Angola's president, with the leaders focusing on a $1 billion U.S.-funded rail development that aims to connect the oil-rich nation's ports to the continent's resource-rich interior and in turn perhaps loosen China's hold on the continent. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
President Joe Biden extended a warm welcome and spoke of major plans while hosting Angolan President João Lourenço for the first time. Biden cast this rare Oval Office visit by an African leader as an exemplar of his retooled Africa strategy.
America is all in on Africa.
Their hour-long meeting Thursday mainly focused on a U.S.-funded rail corridor that runs from Angola's oil-rich coast deep into the African interior, where China and the U.S. are competing for access to resources. It cuts through volatile southern Congo, which is rich in rare earth minerals, and dips into copper-rich Zambia. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman appointed to the nation's high court, died Friday. She was 93. O'Connor died at her home in the state of Arizona of complications related to advanced dementia and respiratory illness, the court said in a statement. O'Connor, appointed to the Supreme Court by Republican President Ronald Reagan in 1981. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.